Beis HaKerach, one says, only in the drawing on a trich, which is more than a thousand, 2 kilometers outside of the city, you should not make the bracha until you leave the city. If you didn't make the bracha in the beginning of the trip, you can make it in the middle of the trip, but if you get within a pausa of your destination, then it's too late to make the bracha because it's not some safran over there. There's a minig over here that you're going to Yerushalayim and Tel Aviv to make the bracha going out to the one. That's considered a pausa separated from other villages over here. Even though Rafayim is Tel Aviv, as soon as you leave the Shemesh itself, so you're out of the city, even though you'll have a new, a different little Yishuvim, in a pausa, as long as you're there, you're already out of the city, and the ship will contain part of the trip in a pausa away from the city, you can already save that. So, either way, either after you leave the Shemesh itself, the highway, or if you want to do like the Minika, when you get onto the one. Someone goes into the Beis Medrash, then you should say also, Yerotzen, 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 shouldn't make mistakes in his learning. When he goes out, he should say, Moida Anila Fanato, Santa Kakumiyosha Beis Medrash. Aside from everything else, they're very healthy. So when you leave Beis Medrash, to appreciate and feel like God, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that you have some special that other people don't have. It affects the entire family also. If you come home afterwards, all full of like, oh, I learned today. You're giving a very strong message. You come home all grouchy and whatever else you call it, then you're giving a message that being Beis Medrash is not a pleasant thing.